Kino Udale, the Kino Vaikoni Mirmio, or Eicha is one of the earliest written kinos, one of the best known kinos. And the kino describes in a very great style life of Yoshio and the death of Yoshio. Fairly well known story, so we'll go through it quickly. Yoshio was the son of Amon, the grandson of Menashe. Was hidden in the Kodesh HaKadoshim as a child to protect him from being killed by his mother. At the age of eight, his father was assassinated and he became king. And the situation in Klal Yisrael was so terrible that for the first 18 years, no one saw a Sefer Torah. And at one point, Yoshio starts feeling stirrings of tshuva. It's mentioned in the Kina Ben Shmona Shana. He wasn't actually 8 years old. It was in the 8th year of his kingship. And he decides, okay, he starts improving the Beis HaMikdash. They start renovating, and they find the Sefer Torah. And he has no idea what the Sefer Torah is. And they open it up. And two pasukim stand out to him. One is the pasuk, both of which are in the Tochacha in Kisavo. The pasuk Yolid Hashem Oscha Vesmalkecha Shetakim Alecha, and he realizes this is talking about him. He is the Smelech. And then he sees slightly earlier the pasuk Aru Asher Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Azos La'asem Shosam, and he carries kriya, and he says Aleinu LaHakim. We have to keep the Torah. And he goes out into a massive campaign of tshuva and destroying of a gazara. He sends police through all of Eretz Yisrael. They go and destroy every avodah zarah that they can find. But it's not enough because the Leitzanei Adar, which the Kina also describes, the Kina describes Leitzanei Adar hid the avodah zarah behind the doorways. They would cut it in half, put half on the door, half on the wall, and then it would be hidden from the police who would come in. They wouldn't see an avodah zarah. They saw anything was only half of the avodah zarah. And then after they left, they would shut the door, and they could continue to be oved avodah zarah. The Kina itself and its structure parallels the fourth parak of Eicha, with each line in the acrostic that follows the aleph bays following the psukim of the fourth parak of the fourth parak of Eicha, which is Yirmiyahu's personal kina about Yoshio. The kina brings in a few places three comparisons, which I'm going to mention. The first is a comparison to Avraham Avinu, which is not stated explicitly. But there's a remez. He, by himself, in the 8th year of his kingship, he started to search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which parallels Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu said, "There is no way that the house is burning, and the house has no master." So he searches for Hashem. Yoshio was only 16, 8 years into 8 years as king. Says, "There is something missing," and he starts to search for Hashem. The second comparison that's brought is Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo kam kamo b'mos avigdor. There was no one like him since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. He would ask, "What about David HaMelech? What about Hizkiyahu, Yehoshua?" No, the explanation that's brought that I heard is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mechokik. Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu set laws. Moshe Rabbeinu was a shofet. And Yoshio did the same. Yoshio rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. Yoshio was a Mechokik and Yoshio was a shofet. It's mentioned that Yoshio was a shofet in Dayan. Before he was halachically allowed to, either before the age of 13 or 18, depending on who he passed, like in the Bavli Yerushalmi. And when he realized the error of his ways, that he wasn't allowed to be a shofet at such a young age, he returned every psak that he gave, he paid out from his own pocket. And the third parallel, which is the most striking of them all, is at the end of the Kinah, when it describes how Yoshio was killed. So Yoshio is contacted by Paranecho, who says, I want to go wage war in Syria. And Yoshio misinterprets the pasuk b'cherev lo sa'avor b'artzachem. And he tells Paranecho, no. Yirmiyahu tells him, no, you're wrong. For two reasons. Number one, Klal Yisrael is not at the level of b'cherev lo sa'avor b'artzachem. And number two, b'cherev shel shalom and b'cherev shel melchama. This is b'cherev shel shalom. Even if we were at the level, you should let power travel through Eretz Yisrael. Yoshio doesn't listen to him. He thinks Yirmiyah is saying too much, too harsh of a nevuah. He goes to Chulda. And what ends up happening is power not only declares war on Syria, he declares war on Am Yisrael. Yoshio is killed. There's an opinion in the Medrash that says that he was killed by archers from Am Yisrael, which is an even greater tragedy. He's killed with 300, some say spears, some say arrows that are shot into his body. Like in Emek Megiddo, until his body is punctured like a sieve. And this is where we find the third parallel. The third parallel, which is striking and shocking, is to Achav HaRasha, who the Gemara, the Navi and the Gemara, don't spare any criticism. Achav. Tlamim, they would put, in his day, they put Avodah Zarah at the end of every row in a field, so that if a person was planting a field, sowing, reaping, whatever he was doing at the time, he would reach the Avodah Zarah. He would be over in Avodah Zarah, turn his back, continue down the next line, and be over in the next Avodah Zarah. The Kina says, moment. Kina uses the words mikra echad to draw this striking parallel between Yoshio and Achaz. And the pasuk in Koheles and Koheles Parak Tes gives a very interesting parakas pasuk beis. Pasuk says, "Hakol kasher lakol mikre echad." Once again, these words mikre echad that we find in the kino, la tzadik v'la rasha, la tov v'la tar, v'la tame v'la zoveach, v'la sheri nenu zoveach, katov kachote hanishba kasher shvoi yorei. Rashi in Koheles brings a list of different people, several of whom are directly connected to Tisha B'Av. Russia's Paranecho is directly connected to this incident with Yoshio. Latameh is the Meraglim, where the original chait of Tisha B'Av. Katov is David. Kachote is Nebuchadnezzar. Hanishba is Tzidkiyahu. All of which are connected to Tisha B'Av and the Beis HaMikdash. V'lazoveach is Yoshio. Yoshio rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, reestablished the Korbanos. V'lasheri nenu zoveach, that is Acha. Meaning, the greatest tzaddik, Yoshio, the greatest of the Melachim, bar none, since Moshe Rabbeinu, finds himself with the same fate as Ahab. And Yirmiyah, in the same way he says throughout the Megillas Eicha, he starts off with the same word, Eicha. How could this be? How could it be? And we ask ourselves that question. I'm sure many of us have, sitting on the floor once again. It's been a year since the last time we sat at Tisha B'Av. How much has changed? We're saying, Eicha, how could it be? In such a year, so much has been done, both on the Ruchniyus plane, both on the Gashmiyus plane, in a matter of days, hours. Things go from the worst to the best. Things go from the best to the worst. How has our fortune not changed? We sit here and we ask ourselves these questions. I want to give a little bit of Musar, mainly to myself and anyone who can take Hashra from this. We say Eicha, but we forget to say another phrase. We say Eicha, we ask, how is this possible? How is this possible? How is this possible? But in three hours or so, we're going to stand up for Eilat Yisroel, and we're going to start thinking about, okay, the fast is almost over. And then we're going to start counting the hours until the fast is over, and then we'll count the hours until the 9 days are over tomorrow afternoon, and then we start thinking about summer vacation, and then Elul Zman. And maybe we're asking Eicha, but we're not answering the question. And I think the answer to the question can be found towards the end of the keynote by the letter Resh. It also appears the 19th pasuk of the first parak of Eicha, albeit with a slightly different wording. Ruach, with his last breath, Yoshia says tshuva, makes tshuva, says this phrase, Tzadik hu Hashem ki marisi. There's no question that Yoshio's punishment came about because Yoshio, the greatest king, fell because of the Litzanei Hadar. But when Yoshio's moment came to face the reality, he didn't say a word about the Litzanei Hadar. He didn't say a word about what they did. Yoshio's response was, Tzadik hu Hashem ki marisi fil. Hashem is right. For I have disobeyed him. Not for we have disobeyed him, not for they have disobeyed him, for I have disobeyed him. We tend to look at things through the lens maybe of the first half of the keynote. You say, look at all the amazing things that we have done. Look at all the mitzvos, all the chasadim, all the shiurei Torah, all the amazing things that we as a klal are doing. And look at those people who are actively being ma'akid Mashiach. I know I do that a lot. And maybe, this is the message we need to take from Tisha B'Av. Not tzadik hu Hashem kipiu marisem, but tzadik hu Hashem kipiu marisi. Maybe the introspection is more important. Even Yoshio, who embarked on the greatest campaign of tshuva towards others, they literally went house to house searching for Avodah Zarah. And at the end, Yoshio looks into himself and says, I need to change.